Okay, who pressed the...
Okay, me. I just tried it out. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, alright, this is Herschel, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, June.
Oh, okay. So, I guess this is the fourth episode of the Chismosa Chinitas show. I'm still alone, okay? My stupid friend without a mic. I don't think she's ever going to do an episode with me, and I don't really care.
What a fur.
Talk about frustration. Okay, so for this show, there's Missy, Sony, Cher, and Shuri, and Elle. So I guess we're going to start talking now.
Sure.
No, because, like, okay, I'm going to talk about that whole two-second thing, because I told... I don't know how to call him. Do I call him, like, Ayanaka or something? Because I don't know how to call him.
Yeah, I guess that's fine.
Okay, fine. So, I told him, like, okay, wait for 2 seconds. And then apparently I typed in sex. Like, because I was
I think I saw that.
Oh, yeah. And, like, because we recorded something at Yahoo Messenger. And he was like, no, that was, you were thinking about that the whole time. Like, weren't you? And I was like, no. And he was like... really, like, forcing me to, cough up that I was thinking about sex the whole time, and that I wanted to, like, I guess, not really do it with him, but, like, eat him, because we talked about the whole conversation about eating him.
I'm like, not really do him, but eat him.
Okay, I guess we have to explain that, because people who are starting to listen to this might think I'm such a big pervert.
But you are.
In a reasonable amount, yes, I think I'm a pervert, okay?
No, that's fine. You're allowed.
I think you learned it from Elle.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like,
I just can't stop laughing. Like.
So who wants to explain the whole conversation and how I ended up, like, wanting to, like,
I wouldn't be all there. It's gotta be
sure.
Better.
It sounds better coming from your lips, like, you know, you... from your perspective of what you wanted to do.
Okay, fine. Because here's the thing, I guess. I was hungry because I'm always hungry because there's no food up here in the mountains. And I think Missy kind of, like, asked in the room who would you eat? Like, who would the... Okay, because you can't fish, I think, and you can't eat the trees. So
oh,
if you were
me,
to
right.
eat, like, someone, who would, like, the first person be? And I kind of, I think, said Ayanaka because he's an alcoholic, so he would probably taste like Kobe beef. And that's how, like, the whole thing came, I guess. Which is weird. I'm going to get into so much trouble for this.
They don't know your friends don't know your podcasting, do they?
My friends, I think, know that I do a podcast because some of them... are subscribing to it.
Oh, then I don't know. Should you go into the details then?
I don't see that. I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. Like, it was like.
Well, of course not. I mean, because yeah, it's not like you already ate him.
Shut up. Okay.
Sad. Bad.
Shit.
Sony
I guess. Okay, and then I did mention, since we're not using the clip, I guess, and, like, I think the whole conversation lasted for more than an hour.
A private session?
I said that it's geographically impossible to kind of, like, eat each other up because they're so far away. And even if we were, like, geographically possible to eat, I still wouldn't. And he was like, oh, how sure are you that you wouldn't eat me and stuff? And I'm like, yes, I'm pretty sure that I won't. I don't want to.
He was thinking
like, pretty
things,
frustrated
though.
Or something.
I think he really wants to be eaten by you.
No. And he's, like, dead sober at that time. Because, like, if he's drunk,
really?
I can totally understand that. But he was, like, really sober.
No, he's not talking about... No, not yesterday. She's talking about their podcast recently. Their attempted podcast.
Because he tried to do that, like, at 6 in the evening here. So.
Yeah, it was today, Al. It wasn't yesterday.
Because because, like, he was like, oh, do a podcast. And I'm like, I'm too lazy, so do you want to, like, do a podcast with me? And I was like, oh, okay. So that's how the whole thing started. And his mic sucks. He really needs to buy a new mic.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can.
Yes. Now we can, yeah.
Okay,
can
so
you guys hear me?
That's Sony, right?
We heard you when you said something and started banging the mic, actually.
Were you knocking?
He was knocking on the mic.
Somebody talk to me!
Hello.
Aww.
We're talking about her little story.
I know, I can hear.
Yeah, because, you know. Because this is, you know.
Kobe beef and beer and...
And
eat me.
And sex and... Oh, no, we didn't get there yet, right?
No, we didn't get there yet.
That's my mind's fine. Go ahead.
And, like, so... We didn't really know what to talk about, so it came to a point that I got the dictionary, and I just asked him to give me a number from, like, 1 to 400 something, and I'll read a word out of it, and it's, like, really stupid. Because I was telling him that the word was actually, like, a verb, and he kept on using it as a noun, and I was like, stop doing that, because it's kind of, like, irritating and stuff. Okay, that's really mean of me, but... Okay.
What else is new?
Okay, so we, like, he just, like, offered to ask me a couple of questions, because I like answering questions more than asking them, and he was like, oh,
yeah.
So how do you feel about adult stores? I mean, like, what adult stores? He goes, like, oh, just stores that sell, like, porn and, like, sex toys and stuff. And at that time, I didn't know he had that, like, pump thing.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, I remember that pump thing.
Yeah.
Did you guys
okay, what
see
exactly
it?
Was that? Because he was telling me it was a breast pump.
No, it's
a
not.
I know it
pump.
Wasn't.
I know what
a
breast pump looks like. And, like,
I know. I was like, I know it didn't look like that, for sure. Is it really a penis?
Yeah, except
yeah.
He was trying to use it on his cheek.
Ew!
He tried to pump his cheek. I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
So disgusting. Oh my god,
you
and like, when we were talking,
I think.
He showed me his room. Like, he didn't really, like, show me, but then, like, because I think he did mention that, oh, you guys aren't on camera, but at that time, I didn't understand him. And then, I saw his room, and it was really, really messy.
Oh.
I just saw a wall. I didn't see anything but a wall. How did you?
That was a private tour.
Oh, you know what? I did. Have you been on his MySpace? It shows his whole room.
Oh, really?
Messy?
Because he was talking
yeah.
about MySpace, and I was like, I don't use my MySpace.
I went in there, and then he is, this is my something, my whatever, and then he could see his whole room. All messy. It's bad.
Is it messy as ours?
It's
or more?
Bad.
No,
put it in your room,
so
buddy.
Messy.
I think he's out for dinner with some relatives from Manila who's visiting. Here.
And that's what we're talking about you.
Yes, I did tell him that because I asked him if like he'd go online tonight, and he's like maybe not till about like late. So I was like, oh good, so there's enough time for me to talk shit about you.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Oh, when he asked you that question, is it because that he wants to take you to some adult store?
No, I don't know. Like, it didn't even, like, lead to that question, because I think he probably figured I answered in a really, like, girly way, because I said that, oh, I think adult stores here should be more, like, spruced up, like, should be prettier, because because, like, in Manila, the stores are really nice. Like, they're really
that don't have mirrors on the floor.
And, like,
really?
Like, well decorated. And, like, here, I think, like, he said once you, like, step in, like, those sex shops, it smells, like, bleached and, like, it's really dirty and, like, it's not really, like, well decorated and stuff.
Take it from an expert.
Yes, that's what I figured. There.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, and... Okay, I don't know. I think he's, like, a bigger pervert than I am because I think I mentioned
you think?
Something.
I know, right?
I know.
Do you have a penis pump?
No. So, like, I mentioned something about my boy. Oh, my best friend. No, not my boyfriend. Okay, no. I don't, like, okay, for you guys, stop laughing if I say this, but I don't have a boyfriend. Only only because, like, I need to make sure and safe whoever hears this podcast, okay? No, this is a different guy. This is my best friend, and he's, like, 6'2", and I'm, like, really short. I'm, like, 5'3". And, like, so I was talking to him about that, and he was like, oh, you really want to do him, huh? I'm like, ew, I see, like, that guy as my younger brother, so that's really disgusting. And he's like, no, that's what every girl says, if you really want to do a guy and stuff. So I think he's either, like, sexually frustrated or, like, he has a really big problem. He's probably a sex addict.
Who?
Wait, which guy is
it? I'm lost now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ayanaka?
Yes, Ayanaka. Like, we were talking about...
No. He's... Should I say it? I think he's sexually deprived.
Yes, he is. I think
so. Deprived. Addict.
Oh, poor baby.
No, I mean, I don't... When you're sexually deprived, it makes you, like, that much of a pervert? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Like, okay, personally speaking, I'm gonna get so killed for this, but yes, I don't think it turns you into, like, a pervert if you're sexually deprived or, like, sexually frustrated.
We need a male point of view on this one, guys.
No, I don't think it makes you a pervert either.
Okay, good. There you go. We're women. It could mean anything.
Who's Gray? Why
Dre
from
Dre. Okay, okay. That's like, dear. Like, I think it's like, this is like the rarest
dear?
Time I've seen her chat.
I think this is the second time I've seen her on that.
I know. That's why I'm like, who's, like, I'm not sure if that's a Dre or like a different Dre.
It's
it lasted an hour long, so you could imagine how weird the whole conversation was. And I was, like, so hesitant.
Was it just you guys? You two?
Did you feel dirty and sticky?
Sticky.
No, I did not feel dirty. Oh, but I did say that I think sex is a good topic because I think everyone agrees that, they like talking about sex and stuff. And, like, his voice sounded pretty excited, even if, like, his mic really sucked. So I had to, like, control myself from laughing really loud.
Yeah, I'd like to add something. Yesterday when Mishi and Sherry was leaving,
mm-hmm.
or was it Sony? Y'all left me, or I ended up leaving, or something like that. And then it was Jonas and I in a room. I just booked out of there in a quickness. Because there was no way I was
going to this is one for him to hear.
I was thinking, that's junk, man. I'm not going to send that.
Oh, I'm about to kick you in the bottle some more.
I know, I brought up the H subject, but still, I shouldn't have said it. And then he goes, so, Eleanor. I'm like,
He's going to grab you soon or something? And
I was
attack
out
you?
There. I was that's where I was like, that's where I said, man, where's Miss Tismosa when we need her?
I know, like, you guys should have, like, told me to wake up or something.
How are we going to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have your cell phone.
We can speak to the deer and they can come scratching at your window.
You got an idea right there.
You said you had homework, right? Like, when you wake up.
Well, I didn't do it, if that's
an Well, it's okay. She can do her podcast first. Podcast first, then homework.
All right.
She has to please the fans. Speaking of, I have to add her.
Okay, so, what else is there to talk about? This is weird.
We can talk about
this
your...
is actually fun, because everyone's, like, here.
And we're not getting cut off either, so it works out really well.
Give him a rock!
Yeah, a rock. We can talk about how, and you should bring this up, and you didn't bring it up last time, and now that we have it on recording, about how you don't like eating hot food.
Oh, that.
That was an interesting subject right there.
Oh, everyone knows I don't like hot food.
I didn't know.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Everyone knows that I don't eat frozen food because they might think I'm like this caveman or something.
But if it's Jonas, it's a different story, though. It doesn't apply to him.
He's frozen food or hot food?
But, like, I just don't like food that's, like, smoking hot, like, when it has, like, smoke coming out of it, because it's really weird.
It'll burn your tongue.
I won't taste smoking hot either.
When you say frozen food, I mean, are you talking about microwave food?
Yeah, because, like, stupid girl I'm living with.
Hey.
Hello.
What was that?
Hello.
I think it's Dre. Hold on. Okay, there. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, we got Dre in here.
So, what are we talking about, and who am I talking with?
You're talking to, well, I'm sure over here.
I'm Sony Token.
This is Sweet Vocalist, also known as Eleanor, so I don't know if you might remember me.
Oh, yeah.
And Mishi's in the room.
Yeah, I'm here. Mishi's here.
I haven't done this in a while.
Right?
Did you miss it?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Ovid's been having a hard time getting connected with Chica. And I've been moving.
Oh, you're moving?
No, I did. And I'm done.
Okay.
That's why we haven't really done anything.
That's good. You're done with it.
Where's Ovid right now? Is he normal?
Hi, Dre. I don't even think
he's
Dre.
Yeah, he's online.
Oh, yes.
I'm waiting for someone to tell her that I'm here.
This is Joan's podcast, actually.
Oh.
She's most there you go.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But
we're all chiming in because, you know, she doesn't like podcasting alone in teams.
Oh.
So we're keeping it company. But it's not like we're talking about anything in particular. We're just talking about everything and anything.
I know. You guys were, like, talking about sex, right? So I'm like, okay, I'll log in right now.
Is
definitely.
It? Why'd you say that? No, like, I mean, especially for, like, kids my age, because I guess compared to you guys, I'm still a kid.
Okay, I'm old, all right.
No, I'm not saying you guys are old. I'm just saying, like, I'm...
She's the youngest one, right?
Yes, I'm the youngest one, I guess.
Yeah. 12 years old.
12?
No.
Okay, I gotta go, guys.
All right.
I'm kidding.
When you hear, like, because I'm Chinese, so, like, especially in the Chinese community, if you hear someone, like, having sex, it's, like, such a big deal, but, like, where, in fact, everyone really, like, does it and just, like, they don't talk about it. So, it's kind of weird.
How does that make it overrated, though?
Because here, those people I've met here, like, there's a girl who got here, and I think she was still a virgin, and she was like, oh my god, I'm the only virgin on campus, and I need to get laid really fast. And I'm like, that's really stupid.
Wow.
And how old was she? She's, I guess, 20 this August.
That's still young.
Why are you talking about virginity, not just sex, though?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Well,
yeah, well,
ties
to
each
other, you know?
Oh, well,
let me see if
you?
I can get Ovid to join us.
Yes.
Hold on.
Oh, okay, cool. That'd be interesting. Wow, this is like a really cool podcast. Have everybody on.
Hey, lucky you. Number 4 with everybody. Good grief.
Right.
Except for Gil.
I am not.
It's going to be weird because he's always trying to get me on. Like, are you awake and kind of lazy to do anything? I'm like, yeah. And then you guys came on and I'm like, okay, why not? So,
I mean, we're still waiting for an Ovid Dre podcast without Chica.
Yeah.
How come? How come you haven't done one?
Because we don't click. There's something missing. You know what I mean? I mean, we did that maybe on the 3rd episode, I think. And it's like, he's so lame. You know, he really is.
That's a word.
It's like, even when we're chatting, I'm like, you're so dull. I don't want to talk to you right now.
You're trying to get him in here.
Yeah, hold on.
You're bashing him.
Laugh about.
She has to say it before he gets
okay, in. Wait. For people who have, like, a podcast, can you just, like, say what your podcast is so that I can get, like, other people to subscribe to it?
Why do you want to do that?
Because it's fun. Fine, then don't.
Okay, this is Mishy, and you can check out TharaLets.net for the TharaLets podcast. I podcast with my two other sisters who are in the West Coast, and we talk about whatever, I guess. And I also have a solo podcast at gpify.podomatic.com.
That's you?
Ever, sorry.
Is he serious?
No.
No.
No. Oh, and Sure is also part of TharaLets. He's Nick, by the way.
I didn't know that.
No, seriously, yeah. I did not know. I did not know he was Nick. And,
All right.
Next, he's not responding.
Oh, it's me?
Oh.
You're next.
Sorry, guys. I'm Sony Token. You can find me at sony_token.podomatic.com. My show is called The Lifestyle of a Flip in Texas.
That's right. I don't have a podcast, so I can't really promote it.
You're on audio blog.
Yeah, I'm an audio. Mine is an audio blog, but it's a personal audio blog. Only people close to me will know.
Oh, okay.
that makes it so special, right?
Yeah. Or if you accidentally come across it. But this is Sweet Vocalist. Find me. There you go.
Find me.
Find me. That's all I can say.
Okay. It was Dre.
I'll never tell.
I think Dre's trying to get Ovid in.
Then we got Dre from Hustangmo.com, guys. We all know
and
that
one and only
Dre.
Where we probably all met up.
Yeah.
Thanks to the wonderful, almightyful Obert.
That's true.
Mr. Lee. I logged on yesterday on Chica. I don't know if you guys know that. You can text message people on cell phones in the Philippines.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So when I logged on, and I think he was cutting something, and then he called me on MSN. And then he said that he cut his finger when I logged on. I know. He's like, you made me cut my finger. I'm like, oh, sorry.
When did you tell him that we were all on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I told him. You know what? Maybe I'll just call his phone.
I'll be back,
guys.
Okay. All right. Okay, I have a question for... Let's start with Joan. How did you find, even though we probably talked about it on our own, you know, sites, but how did you find, or how did you hear about podcasting and who got you to do it first?
Oh, podcasting? Well, because I got to go for it, and then I was looking through podcasts and, like, iTunes, and I saw, like, Hutang Animal, so I kind of, like, subscribed to that, then... I met you guys, and you guys convinced me to start my own podcast. So that's
right. I remember, I was there.
Yeah.
The history in the making.
Yep.
Elle just wanted props. She knew the story.
No, I really didn't.
I know. Like when you guys asked me, I'm like, are you sure? Like you're asking me because you kind of like, oh no, the story.
Forgot it.
I forgot. I don't know. I have a one-track mind. Sony, how about you?
Me?
Yeah, you're the quiet one. Yeah.
I was actually browsing the internet looking for just Filipino topics in general, and I came across a radio station site that had a link to thepanoy.com, which had a link to the Oh My Gulai show. And that's where I first heard my actual first podcast, and it was a Filipino podcast. And then from there, the Cine Gang and so on and so forth. And now it's snowballed into this this thing.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hold on. Hey, guys. What podcast is this again? I forgot.
I think it's just Chismosa Chinitas.
What?
Chismosa Chismosa Chinitas.
Okay, you want me to type it
okay.
up on the...
Like, no, I got it.
She got it.
He was just asking. Hold on.
Tell him it's not Jones. It's
Jones.
Who? He doesn't want her.
Who's...
No, he knows who you are.
Well, he knows who Joan is, because he knows who Chismosa is.
Hey, who's MC Run J?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that B-Rat again?
Oh, I don't know if it's B-Rat.
Okay, he's going to be on in a few minutes.
Yeah, we see him in chat already.
Oh, okay.
Should be in a second.
Has Gray met Ayanaka? No, right?
I heard him. We did a live podcast on...
I heard that feed. I heard that feed. Or actually,
it wasn't so good, though.
With his lousy mic, you were able to do a podcast?
You mean with my lousy mic?
No, not yours.
No. This is versus
yours. I heard a little bit of him, but I was using a... cell phone, because my phone got cut off by then.
Hello.
And he was asking Chica if they open boxes at customs.
God.
What is that? Is that all of it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stopped recording conversation.
Oh, okay, somebody stopped it. Alright.
Recording conversation.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, that's what he was asking. And Chica couldn't understand what he was asking. So I'm like, I could answer for you.
Wait, what was he asking you again?
If they open boxes at customs in the Philippines.
No, actually...
Was that the question?
He was asking if anybody ever found somebody in a buy-in box when they were opening the boxes.
Oh.
If somebody was actually in it, you know, trying to get in, I guess, or whatever. I don't know. I think
that's what I heard.
Oh, okay. I wasn't hearing right.
Because his mic sucks,
really,
that's why.
Cool. He's weird?
Okay, go ask him to log on and say that.
No,
he's
out
right now.
He went
out.
He's out
to dinner.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Do you guys go on the site every day?
Yes.
I do.
Yeah. We do. We have no lives.
I remember in the late 90s, there wasn't really anything there but just email.
And a lot of
viruses.
Viruses?
I got viruses just by opening my email.
Oh, wow.
Before, but, you know, I'll bet fixed it.
Tacky.
You know, I think it actually came to a point that it's... like,
have you guys seen the maps on this thing?
What?
Have you seen the map? The map it button?
I'm too scared to click on it. What is it?
Dude, I mean, it freaking brings you right to a street.
Oh, yeah.
That's nuts.
I've seen that.
Oh, I've seen that.
The one where you see, like real houses or whatever.
Oh. No, just the map it button here in the Gizmo Project.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is it? Where is
and
that?
You click the map it button and it maps you to the host.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah, and it got the street name. Hold on.
Oh.
Boulevard?
Uh-oh.
That's in the bear.
Where's the map?
Kidding.
On the conference room window that ejects from the side of the actual project.
I'm not going to do it. I'm afraid.
Although he's telling us something about you, like you're like connected to someone really famous and stuff like that. But
when did he say that?
Well, he didn't say who it was, and
somebody in the industry.
Yeah.
Why is that? Is TCF online again?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we were talking about Orbit only, and you know he just said that, but we didn't even try. Well, we didn't like try to.
Nobody cried
anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, not like.
Don't worry, your secret's safe with us.
We don't even know the secret, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever
that's
it
why
is.
He's safe.
I think he's just, I don't know. He's weird.
Who?
Orbit?
Orbit. Yeah, Orbit.
Isn't
he always weird?
He's trying to just maybe bring up a topic or something.
Oh.
Yep.
Wait, isn't Orbit in here too?
Or
yeah, he is.
All right,
yeah.
Or it's either that, or you're trying to throw us off track.
No,
it's him.
Orbit.
He's back there in the shadow.
But he recently made an intro for the site, and it's really, really good. He sent it to me a while ago.
Was he finished? Because I know he was playing it like when he while he was messing with it.
It's really funny.
So that's gonna be on the next episode, right?
I think you guys heard some of it when I was making it.
Okay. Yeah. You're done with the whole thing, the intro.
Yeah, it's done. I mixed it up.
Okay.
So I adjusted the levels.
When are you gonna have it up?
Maybe this month. I'm making a best of show.
Okay. Can't wait to hear it. So, we lost the hostess on the
show. Oh, no, I'm here.
Show.
I'm just looking.
You were talking about something before everybody else started talking about Mappet.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, okay.
Gross.
<can't>
I thought we were on the subject of hot food or something like that.
Hot food. Sex and then hot food.
And
no, she was in the middle of talking about how she doesn't like to eat microwave frozen food and hot food. And then she disappeared. See? Disappeared.
I think she's typing.
Yes,
she oh. Me?
Yeah, you. We're talking about...
Oh, sorry.
Fuck.
No.
I can't multitask. You guys know that.
No, we're talking about... Okay, that's Dre, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're talking about Joan.
What about...
There you go. You sound farther now.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing. Listening to you guys.
This is your podcast, though.
Oh, okay, because I have this bad habit of, like, talking too much, and I have a friend. Okay, I have a friend who always gets mad at me because, like, he calls me a motor mouth because apparently I never know how to listen to people. So, like, I'm kind
of... Oh, so that's what she's doing.
Oh, so you're practicing.
You're practicing.
She does a good job, but you know what? When it's your own podcast, you can't keep your mouth quiet on.
I know. Pick a topic, whatever topic. Here we go.
Or you can pretend.
Movies.
Oh, I just watched Lucky Number 11 the other day.
What movie?
What?
Lucky Number 11, the one with Bruce Willis.
Oh. Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
With Lucy Liu, right? And
I don't know.
Josh something.
Josh Hart.
Josh.
Do I sound better? I'm trying to make my mic louder.
You sounded
good. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, was it good? What was it about?
Something to do with, like, you know, all those bookies, like those horse races, usually bet on bookies, right? And apparently, like,
Josh Hartnett's family got killed because his dad lost. And, like,
what?
When he grew up, he kind of, like, killed everyone else. That's basically, like, the whole story.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad didn't like it, though. But I did, so, I guess.
So it's based on a true story, and then you told us the ending. Wow, I can't watch that movie anymore.
Because you asked me what it was about.
No, because I thought it was neat looking, and then you said it's still annoying that he killed them at the end. That's okay. Anyone else watch the movie? I haven't watched anything.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't watched
any movie.
None.
I watched this movie last night. It's called Saving Face.
Oh, yeah.
There's these two lesbians.
And they're Chinese, right?
Yeah, I would definitely do that other girl. I was Googling her last night. Let me look for her name.
Wait, what's her name?
Lin Chen. Lin
Chen. Yeah, yeah.
Lin Chen, L-I-N?
L-I-N-N-C-H-E-N.
Everybody's like, I'll type it out.
Yeah, let's see.
Because actually, there's this podcast that I listen to, Makena Music, and they're two gay, they're two lesbians, basically, who are also artists. They sing in their own band. And they talked about that when they saw Saving Face, and they were like, Lin Chen is so hot, they were saying. And
she really is. She really is.
I don't think I can
pull
it.
Okay, movie, right?
Google it and then go to images.
No, I see a bunch of guys.
You're in the gay Google part then?
No.
It's L-Y-N-N.
Oh.
Oh, L-Y-N-N, okay.
That's why.
Why?
Okay, now we got it.
I was talking to Ayanaka about, like, how, okay, I'm not a lesbian, but then I was telling, like, my friends that I wouldn't mind to try being, like,
bi-curious.
Getting into girls or something.
Bi-curious.
Bi-curious, uh-huh. There you go. Yeah, I remember that. I kind of read that.
She is.
I think most guys like that, the fact that you'd be bi-curious.
It scares me.
Yes and no. Yes and no. Because then
not all guys.
Yeah. My first girlfriend was bi, and it was an extremely jealous situation for me.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. The girl might pay too much attention to the other girl, and then, you know, the guy...
See, that's what I don't like.
That's what...
If it was a threesome, then I'd... It could be either way, a boy or a guy or a girl. And if it was a guy, well, on both ways, I have to be the one with the attention, like, that gets all the attention. So the other person, the third person, would have to be just there to help penetrate both of us. Like, that would just be for me. That's how selfish I am. It just has to be just for me. And you can't, like, touch anything with this person. If I'm, like, let's say, if I had a boyfriend.
I think that would be, like, my...
My boyfriend would just have to, like, do it with her and can't touch the boobs or kiss her or anything. That's it. So she's just basically a toy.
Weird.
Yep.
No kissing then, right? No kissing.
No kissing, only me. And he can't look at her, just me. He can do it with her.
The guy has to close his eyes while doing it. We're like, I can't look at you.
Yeah, there has to be a contract on that, and it has to be.
Wait, are you speaking hypothetically, or are you talking about the past?
I'm talking about, no, if the past, I guess, you know, the attention was all on me, but I'm just saying, if it was with a girl, that has to be, like, the rules.
Because, like, if I were to have a threesome, I would want, like, for it to be two guys.
Oh.
You wouldn't, or you would?
I would.
Oh.
You'd prefer.
Yes, I would prefer two guys.
Most girls would.
And most of the guys would probably say,
Yes. Yeah.
That's just too bad.
Crazy.
Yeah, unless one is gay or both of them are gay, I don't know.
Not here.
Then, like, if they were both gay, then they would just ignore
They ignore
me.
You.
You're one sick bitch.
No, that's true.
I don't want to even visualize it.
Yeah.
Someone brought it up. I didn't bring that up.
Well,
but that's what I'm afraid of, though, with threesomes. Like,
they,
you know,
you?
Yeah, if you're forgotten.
Well, you could watch, like, sit back and enjoy the show or something.
No way.
And you could, you know, well, I don't know, please yourself by watching them or something. Like
nah.
That.
Well, if it's her boyfriend, then, you know, just attach. I don't think.
I bitch slap her.
But if it was like your clone and your boyfriend, you could, so you sit and watch?
Nah.
Well, there goes.
What? Say it. What were you going to say?
What?
You said there goes something.
No, if you can't use my cloning machine, then.
Oh, okay.
Or I thought you said, there goes my fantasy or something.
Oh, yeah.
I got kicked out of Gizmo, guys, and I totally lost out what you guys are talking about. So, fantasy, what?
Yeah.
Threesome.
Threesome.
I got
Dre's
the threesome,
threesome
part.
Dre's ideal threesome.
I got that part.
Would be no
threesome. That was, I think that's an ideal fantasy of most women.
Are you guys, like, do you guys, video, like, tape yourselves?
Wow.
It's a question, okay? It's an honest question.
I could say at one point I did, and I had to trash it because it was on top of a school report.
What?
Yeah, it was so, I was, we were going to present the report, and then right before I remembered that, so what we recorded, in the middle of it, I had to either, I had to risk losing the, you know, get an F on the report, because I had that little sex thing in the middle of it.
Well, it was it was educational too, though, right?
Sure, I bet, yeah.
I'm sure they wouldn't have minded.
It wasn't, it was like on MP3, but like nowadays, back then it was just on like this video, you know.
MP4.
Not even MP4, it's, oh yeah, whatever.
Okay.
You know, just a camcorder. Yeah, so that's the only time I think I have.
Okay.
Well, for us, you can check it out at youtube.com. No, but we have, but it's not anywhere, like, but actually it's not anywhere safe, really, because we have it lying around somewhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, I just remembered something, because you guys, I didn't know that he had a sex toy or something, and talking about...
He who?
What's his name?
Jonas.
Ayanaka?
Yeah, Ayanaka, and, like... I asked him, because we talk about, like, sex shops and stuff, so I go, like, oh, do you own a sex toy? And he started laughing, and I'm like, what? It's a question. He's like, oh, no comment.
Not a sex toy. A collection.
His closet doesn't have clothes in it.
Oh, yeah, right. He's a sex store alone, right? You know those
blown-up... his own rental shop.
You know those blown-up... it's a pig, I think. My friend had a pig.
Oh, my God.
And it has a hole in the ass.
A bull.
So, he said that he's never used it before, but I'm sure he has.
Ew. Yeah, I mean, why?
And so, you know, people were, like, touching the hole.
Ew.
Have you guys seen that one about the hard drive? Or the PC, or the, not the hard drive, the PC, the tower, and it has, like, a little hole in it.
What?
Oh,
I've never heard of that.
I came across it accidentally.
Yeah,
accidentally,
right.
Accidentally my ass.
But there was, it's like
you're
a...
looking for the exact opposite. there was a tower.
There was a tower. It was like, I think it was a tower, and then they had, it's almost like when people are cyber-sexing on the chat messenger or whatever, and then if they want to get the feel of it, they have this hole in the little...
So that only works for guys, Ben, right?
No, I know there's a game online.
What?
There's a sex game online.
I think there is one. Too. I think there was one where there was a thing sticking out.
Vibrator.
I don't know, something. But I saw the actual thing. And then there's another one, the sex dictionary, I guess you can call it. And there's a little tiny little button that you click on, and it goes straight to some other different room where you can make your own personal sex toy thing. And they're showing something about using a balloon. I think it's to satisfy the male. I think it was to satisfy the male, not any women type thing. But how do we get from sex video to...
How knowledgeable.
Okay, I'm the oldest one here. I think I should have more knowledge than anything, though.
Okay, I hate it because back in like high school... I used to be, like, known to be, like, the wild one, because I may be Chinese by blood, but, like, by everything else, I'm totally not, and, everyone would think I'm, like, the wild kid and, like, rebel and whatever, so when I got out of high school, all, like, my other friends thought I'm this really, really, like, good schoolgirl type, when, like, and then, like, my friend kind of, like, mentioned stuff. They're like, I don't think Joan, they can't imagine me doing that or whatever. And I'm like, everyone else in high school could imagine me doing that. Like, people in high school don't even believe that I was a virgin. Like, people would come up to me and like, hey, Joan, don't get mad, but I need to ask you if you're still a virgin. And I was like, 13 at that time.
You asked that? That's weird.
13? You said 13?
At that time.
Wow.
Wow.
People actually ask you if you're a virgin.
Yeah, because
13.
Apparently when
wow.
I was 12, the school, like, maid caught me and, like, at that time, my boyfriend making out in the middle, like, behind, like, in this really, really dark area in school at, like, 6 in the morning or something. So, like, everyone thinks that we had sex and whatever.
Oh, and it just started from there.
Yeah.
But would you have anyway?
At that time,
caught?
No, because, like, thank God, because the guy is such a loser right now, which I'm so thankful
right,
that we didn't
right
end up
now,
together.
But you didn't think of him that like that back then.
Back yeah, then, no, I guess, no.
You had your tongue down his throat for crying out loud. I don't think you were thinking he was a loser.
Oh, at that yeah, time, no, he wasn't a loser at that time.
Poor guy. He's a loser now? I don't know.
There. Okay.
I was going to ask him the person, but I'm not going to ask you.
No, go ahead. It's open mic here, dude.
I was going to ask, like, okay, when did everyone lose it?
Well, I can
like,
say it.
When,
I was...
like, age or what?
Dude, I don't even remember. That
long ago. Don't ask a question if you can't answer it.
I think 20 something, 21. I lost it late. I didn't lose it early. Okay.
I was 19.
That's not bad. At least it's over, you know.
17.
Okay.
Thank you. 17.
23?
Wow, I was pregnant at 23. Oh, great.
Which brings us to the next question. Who's the oldest one in the room?
That's me. Yeah, that's why. 2 kids later. So how long has it been? I got kicked out of Gizmo and I lost my recording. Who's still recording?
I are.
Okay.
here.
I wonder an hour and 2 minutes.
Exactly.
Wait, so, is Drake going to Manila? Like with Ovid? Or is she staying here?
No, Ovid is going around May. I'm still thinking when I'm going.
Yeah,
but the situation isn't going to be like Chica's, because she doesn't have internet.
Oh.
So I'm going to definitely have internet.
Because I was like, I think everyone should be flattered that I actually look forward to going to the chat room. Because I have no life here. So I'm actually excited when I see like either Elle or like Missy or anyone else like online. Like, oh, cool, they're there.
Well, what else am I going to do? Wait a minute, aren't you leaving in a month?
Yes, I am, and that's
Are you
going
to have internet access out there, too?
In Manila, there obviously is, but then, like, I'll be pretty busy. So
I'm pretty
worried if I can still go online and stuff.
Well, at least pass from there, you know? Let me know how you're doing.
I plan to do a couple of podcasts.
Is Ovid going to visit you, by the way? Since he drove near you or something like that?
Oh, yeah. He went to this area, I think, yesterday. Or, like, the other day. And he finally realized how,
how bare this place
is. I'm waiting for someone else to talk. I'm like,
okay. There's this guy who wants to join, like right now. I think Ovid knows him. I think everyone else knows him. Carl,
Ooh. Somebody just went in.
Is that
hello?
Carl?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Right now.
Hello. What's up?
Hey.
It's a little bit low, but.
Yeah, it's my headphones.
Oh, okay.
Wait, does he know everyone? Does everyone know him?
I don't
know. Yeah, I know him from the PI. He's a listener, so.
Oh.
On the comment section, I...
Oh, comment section.
I read. Yep.
Is there a volume for Gizmo?
At the bottom of the window.
Yeah.
You hit the little tools ratchet.
Yeah.
Then you click the speaker. You got the input and output device control.
Thanks.
I didn't even know that.
Ooh, I didn't even know that.
This is my first day.
And we had this for like how long?
That's probably why I'm so quiet, because I'm goofing off.
Are you guys recording right now?
Yes.
Whoa.
Did he just leave?
Say something, make it count. No. Did he leave?
Yeah, I heard that. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Somebody else leave? Okay, never mind. Alright.
How many people in here? 8, 9, 10?
How can you tell?
I don't know, but I know there's a lot of people in here.
I think we're like 7, I think.
7?
Yes.
I can hear someone watching TV. Or listening to TV.
That's me, sorry guys.
That's alright. What's on?
I don't know. I'm not even watching.
What channel?
Not telling. Hey,
it's
on that real section. No.
Hey, Sony, how do you do that volume control thing?
That little wrench at the bottom next to the avatar box.
Oh.
Click on that and it opens up the preferences and stuff. You click on the speaker.
Wrench.
Everyone's like, where is that little wrench?
I can't find that freaking wrench.
The blue button? Oh, it might be different. I'm on Mac, so it might be different.
Oh, yeah, it is different. Okay, there.
Well, I went to Windows, so I just messed up with the microphone volume.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
That's good. Much better, yeah.
More clear than the other people in here.
So obviously you don't have a wrench.
Wow.
No, you just go to the Windows prompt and just mess up with the volume.
Okay, so yeah, the volume control.
Am I, like, better? Because I kind of, like, turned up.
Yeah, you're very clear.
Yeah, okay, good. Because I was kind of, like, playing with it, or else I get, like, really bad feedback, like that high-pitched thingy. So I had to, like, toggle with the whole thing. So, okay, now I sound better. Okay, after an hour, like, that helps.
Oh, you got a lot of editing to do.
I'm so lazy. I don't want to edit this. Just
oh,
put it out raw.
Can you imagine?
Just put it out raw.
Yeah. That's a good thing about the podcast, you know. You can have it as raw as you want to be.
Yeah, the raw is the best, too. So,
yeah.
You know.
Said anything that had to be out anyway.
Yeah. I guess it's harder to edit if, like, there are a lot of people talking.
Right.
If you're just alone, because you kind of, like, can.
You want to put your heads on?
So where's everyone from?
Oh, yeah, huh? Ask that.
Dark side of the moon.
I'm at the... I live in the graveyard. No, California. Oh, he's like, who is that?
Yeah.
Wait, who's gonna talk? Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, hi there, partner. This is Stony Toks, and I'm live in Texas. Yeehaw!
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. No one's gonna. After that, come on.
Oh.
Well, according to according to the map, I'm in Kansas City, so I don't think it's accurate.
Right.
Well, you're from California, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bay Area.
Oh, cool. So, like, I guess most of us are from the Bay Area?
No.
No, okay. me and Isher are in New Jersey.
That's cool. At least I have someone from the West Coast. East Coast, I mean.
Where are you at?
Yeah, we're the only ones from East Coast here.
Virginia.
Oh,
there you go. CBA.
I think, like, by this point, whoever's going to listen to this podcast will be so confused and who's talking.
You're like,
in.
Who the hell are all these people?
If they were a regular podcast listener, you know, they'd figure out my voice. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow. There should be an effort to do this sort of regularly so that it all comes together, sort of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, well, that's really cool.
I was going to say, and if no one recognizes who Obed is, you guys got to be crazy. To not know who he is. But anyway, okay, go ahead.
I missed the day for going earlier.
What?
I mistook their voices earlier. So, you know.
Who's voice?
What's that?
What was that? You guys, they confused Dre and Jones' voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, earlier.
I did. Yeah.
Well, I think Jones' voice is a little bit more, is like girlier.
Girly girl.
And what's wrong with mine?
No, I just want to like curse like so girly. Like,
I'm a girly girly.
I'm a girly, I think, sometimes.
Dre, yours is like L, like a phone sex operator.
Just on me.
So I guess, like, right now, I think Sony can pass as a phone sex operator, too.
Who?
What? I think Sony can pass as a phone sex operator.
No, you don't.
No, I can't judge that until I hear, like, a sample. Sample?
Are you making him give us a sample?
I don't understand where all this is coming from. How do I...
I don't know.
That
ask Joan.
Yeah, that was Joan's opinion. She
I know.
Like...
own sex.
That's an opinion.
Wait, Joan, have you heard what a male phone sex operator's voice sounds like?
Oh, thank you.
like those 1-800 numbers. Are you talking about that?
Whatever.
Yeah.
I guess not, because when I was in Manila, I guess 4 years ago, someone kept calling the house.
Don't cut it.
He, sounded like a phone sex operator, because he kept on asking if I wanted to have sex, and I was like, ew, gross. He could be like, and I think, I actually seriously believe that that's when, the maids call. Because they're usually, stuck at home the whole day, not doing anything. So.
Well, the phone bill would be a problem.
It's really gross. Yeah, one time, because, in Manila, you have, those gardeners who stay over. And I think he stayed in one of, my aunt's house. And then we got the bill, and it was, all 1-900 numbers. We were, what is he doing? I didn't even want to touch anything.
You guys, my husband's here. He's questioning. He's questioning.
Hello, hubby.
He can't hear you guys, so he's just questioning.
Was he still screaming?
No. Any other questions? No, he's just questioning if I'm in a room and we're conferencing.
You should let him join.
Yeah.
It's all business.
Yeah, tell me. I
don't know how he do that. You want to see yourself? They want to hear you. Whatever. Don't mind him. Continue. Oh, God.
So, Joan, are you trying to put this show something like a cine gang where there are several people?
No, I just did this for fun because I was this is what I wanted to do. But it's a good idea to, do this every show often.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like a party cast.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you guys want a copy of it, okay? Because I lost the recording.
Oh, we got it. We got you covered.
All right, cool. So raw, right?
Proper shipping and handling.
No, they work at. I mean, yeah, they work somewhere where they can send it. You know, on the email. What the hell am I thinking?
Oh, I remember when Elle, Mishy, and Sherry we room hopped over at Pal Talk, and we heard this girl, and apparently it goes you have to talk that whole list. Has to talk, and one guy was really, really funny. He kind of used everyone's names together. I don't know.
Yeah, he was reading off of everybody's typing, right? Whatever message they typed. Oh, stop it.
But okay, that didn't really help anyone. I just have these random.
No, that was. I haven't been on Top Talk since then.
Yeah.
Because all Albert gets us trying all these new damn apps and stuff.
Yeah, Albert's been trying, a lot of stuff.
It's good, though. I'm beta testers.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. We should get paid now.
No, that's nice.
Yeah, right. Albert, you got to pay us.
Well, beta testers for free,
I don't own the application, so there you go.
But we're testing it for you.
Carl's really funny, because he asked, because he didn't have Gizmo. And then he asked, what we were talking about, and I said sex, and he's like, okay, I'm going to download Gizmo right now.
Well, no one uses Gizmo. I don't know anyone who uses Gizmo anyway, so.
I have so much stuff on my computer because of Ovid. Pal Talk, Google Talk, Skype, Gizmo Project.
Everything.
Yep.
Everything.
And
I won't download it until he's asking me several times about it. So I'm like, okay. Even though I said I did, I really didn't. Just yet. So,
wait,
I'm just afraid of getting too much, stuff on my computer.
Where's this me?
Yeah. And pop-ups and all that crap.
Next to the lap. Hey.
to mute. Sorry, guys. I have to mute then.
Okay. Do you guys ever sleep? I don't, like, hear you guys ever sleeping. Like, what? I've never, like, heard you guys, like, go to bed. It's always, like, all bed the first one to leave.
Well, because we work till late at night, and then this is our, like, afternoon thing. We sleep around... We sleep around 6 or 7 in the morning.
Oh.
Hold on, more like 6 in the morning.
6 in
so
the morning.
So that'd be, like, 3 o'clock your time. Or wherever you guys are at, I don't know.
If you're in the West Coast.
Yeah, West Coast.
He has to put airplane gun. Now I can talk whatever I want.
Trying to shut up her husband.
Yeah.
Who else is married here? Like, I know Elle is.
That's it.
I think that's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. New married. You could be the next one, Joan.
Oh, okay. That was really funny because my dad came to visit, right? And he was like, oh, I don't want you to have any boyfriends and whatever. Because he was like, he asked if I still talk to, like, my boyfriend. And I was like, yeah, I still talk to him, but I don't think, like, there's anything wrong with that. And so he was like, okay, I don't want you to have a boyfriend, whatever. And, like, the day he left, he sent me, like, a text message saying that, oh, you have to, like, finish studying, and then after, you could have any guy, and I wouldn't, like, comment about him. I'm like, okay, I think I need to save this text because there's going to be, like, a really big argument if I don't save this. And, like, we had dinner, and I was with, like, he's not actually my stepbrother, but then, like, because my parents are separated, so, like, well, they're not legally separated, but that's how the whole thing works. And he's gay, like, my kind of stepbrother. And because all my sisters are married, and they're all, like, oh, well, two of them gave birth this year. One's about two in, like, 2 months. So, he was like, oh, so when's Joan gonna give birth? My dad, I seriously thought my dad was gonna get a stroke.
That's a wrong thing to say.
He was like, no. It's like, what are you talking about? And then he, like, my kind of stepbrother continued, oh, maybe married first, right? And, like, my dad was like, oh, maybe in 10 years. And then my kind of stepbrother was like, Tito, maybe in 5, like, could you make it 5, not 10? And I'm like, I don't really care. It's not like that's ever going to happen. So, yeah. I seriously for a minute thought my dad was going to have a stroke.
Well, if you guys continue arguing like you did the other day, just kidding.
I'm like, I'm youngest, so I guess my dad's really protective of me, or whatever.
How much older is your next sister?
10 years.
Oh.
Oh.
So
they're
that's 30, understandable then.
They're like 29, 30, 31, kind of that age.
I'd probably be acting the same way.
Yep, I actually, like, kind of, like, have 4 mothers and am the only child. That's how, like, the whole family thing plays out for me.
Interesting.
Yep.
Wow. So you get spoiled a lot then?
No. Well, I guess it's a give and take thing. Like, I guess I am pretty spoiled, but at the same time, it's a lot of work because I feel like there's a lot of, like, pressure. Like, they'd say they're not pressuring, but then I can really, like, feel it. Because, like, my sisters are, like,
four
perfectionists.
People, I mean, 4 moms. That's already complicated itself.
Yeah. So, because my sisters are, like, perfectionists. They're, like, these valedictorian summa cum laude type of people. And I'm, like, not... Well, okay, I am, like, on the honor roll and stuff when I was, like, younger. But, like, now I'm not... Like, because I wanted to be a chef, and they forced me into accounting. So think of, like, how different that whole thing is.
Just think of it as this. If once you graduate and you do what they want you to do, if accounting is not your thing, go back to the chef thing.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the thing is, I actually turned out to like accounting because I, like, taught myself to like it. I figured I'm stuck with it anyway, so I might as well like it to make my life easier.
True.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so that's a thing. And before I chose accounting, my dad, like, gave me a deal that, okay, after you take it, you can, like, study culinary arts and whatever. And, like, last week he was telling me, oh, I want you to work here for, like, a year or two and then, like, go back to Manila and work for me. And I'm like, I don't want to work for you. And he's like, you don't have a choice. Okay. But he's nice. I mean, don't get me wrong. My dad's really nice and stuff. I guess he's just, like, really worried because there's no one who's going to, like, handle the finances if I don't, like, start helping him out and stuff.
So, give or take, like you said.
Yeah, I know. But, like, people always have this wrong notion that youngest, like, have the easiest job in the world. Like, being a youngest of the family. And it's a lot of work because you kind of, like, have to constantly be the clown and make people, like, laugh, especially when I was younger. Like, when everyone's sad, you have to be the one to make sure, like, everyone's going to smile and, like, have a good day or whatever. And, like, they'll always see you as a kid so that you're not the one who can't have a boyfriend. You're not the one who has to do, like, adult stuff, things and crap like that.
Are we talking about yours, right? Because that was totally different in my family.
Oh, because I don't know. It's really scary because, like, for three generations now, all the youngest are girls, and, like, all of them did not get married.
Oh.
And, like, I don't actually plan to get married. Like, I want a guy. Okay, I want my guy. But I don't really want to marry him. Okay, he's going to flip. Totally.
Oh, gosh.
But I think he knows that, okay? If he's going to listen to this, because I don't think he subscribed, only because I told him I don't want him to subscribe, but I don't care if he is subscribed to there.
So your dad knows you have a podcast.
My dad knows that I have a podcast?
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
My dad, I don't even think my dad knows what a podcast is. He's, like, really old. Like, my dad's turning 60 this May.
Okay.
So, there.
60 is that? Okay.
Well, because my eldest sister is 32, so that kind of makes sense.
What was that?
He said, I'm Batman, and then he left.
All right. Did he say he was going to go to the bathroom?
Who said that, though?
Sure.
For two sex?
Sure. Did he say for two sex?
Two sex?
I mean, like, yes, I think I made, like, everyone...
Are you not back yet?
No.
Who? Jonas.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know.
Oh,
yeah, right. Like,
I know he's on Messenger. I don't know his screen.
I know his Messenger if you want it.
Is it Ayanaka?
No, it's
wait.
You can say it on here. He's not gonna care. He doesn't care about it.
Wait, I have to check because it's not like I'm a stalker and I memorize it. So I have to make sure. Okay, it's
Yeah, right.
Yes, I had to make sure that he was the stalker and not me. It's like John, it's J-O-N.
Oh, that's right. I remember now.
Okay,
yeah, it's John.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm logging on.
He was actually about to give his cell phone number, like in the podcast we did a while ago. And he was like 619, and I'm like, sure, you want to do that? He's like, I'm not going to give my number out. I'm like, okay. I think he's kind of like wanting someone to stalk him. Seriously.
Who are we talking about? Sorry, I was in the bathroom.
I don't think so. You think so?
He's really weird, okay? He really weirds me out.
Error.
I don't think so. I think just very open. Whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, are we done?
Okay. I guess.
How long's it been? I don't know. I'm not recording.
27? Yeah.
And you're gonna do it. You're gonna do this raw, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna do this raw for once. Because I'm too lazy to edit this right now.
Maybe we should end it.
Yeah, I know. I was like looking at. I was just staring at like the clock, like the counter, the timer, like the whole time.
That makes a great show.
That's fun. I hope like no one got confused. Like whoever listened to this.
I'm confused. I'm listening. It's been 60
you
minutes.
You can edit the part
online.
where I was asking for volume functions, whatever.
No, just do it raw. What'd she say? She's too lazy, she said, so.
Okay.
If I do edit this, how do I edit this?
No, just do it raw. Everybody's going to like enjoy listening to this, I guess.
But, like, probably for the next few ones, you could edit it. But for now, yes.
Or make it shorter, you know, or whatever.
Okay.
We'll just compress it all, and we'll sound like chipmunks.
We should do an Obet when he did that little fast play thing.
For that Christmas song thing?
No, the last, or before the episode 35, I think, 34. He was talking about his life.
Yeah.
Is he still on?
Who?
Obet.
Obet.
Oh, Obet was on? No, because he didn't talk. I really didn't hear him.
He did talk.
Okay, because yeah, for a moment I thought he did, but then I didn't hear him, so I was like, oh, maybe that's not Obet. Okay, I'm sorry.
He did talk, and he's still on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Oh, all
right.
Okay. Somewhere.
So.
Yeah.
We should end this now. And I think we'll probably still end up talking in the chat room anyway after this.
That's true.
And I'm gonna go to bed, guys.
Alright.
Okay.
Good night, Trey.
So, thanks for inviting me. And,
no problem.
And talk to you guys soon. Take
good
care.
Good night.
Good night. Have a great weekend, guys.
Yep, you
too.
You too. Alright.
Bye.
All right, who's
is
left?
Is everyone hanging up now?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Did you end a story?
No. We have to say bye.
You got to officially sign off then.
Officially sign off.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
everybody introduce yourself before you sign off so everybody they could, like, recognize the voice, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Go.
This is Sweet Vocalist. From California, and everybody listening to her Jones podcast, take care. And whoever's next.
This is Carl David from Virginia, and see you guys again next time.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sony Token with a lifestyle of a flip in Texas. I hope you enjoyed. I know I did.
Trying to be the phone sex operator now? That sounded like... okay, this has been Mishy, I guess. And, yeah.
Sure. Oh, he's gone.
Sure. I think
and
he's gone.
And this is Obet.
Obet!
You hear him now, John?
Yes, I do hear Obet now. That was weird. I'm sorry. Probably wants to kill me right now.
You are banned.
And that's it?
Yeah. And Joan's the last one, I think.
Yep. So, I guess, well, obviously I'm Joan. For those who do not recognize my voice, you better. And I guess this is going to be the fourth episode of Chismosa Chinitas, and we'll talk to you soon. So, that's it.
Bye.
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 Bye.